This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Hour number three of the Bob Tuscan Show starts with us. Steve Starr is with us. Steve Starr.
Getting crazy in the late night here.
It's the last hour, man.
It is, man.
Hey, why do you think taxation's a good thing, Steve? Why?
Well, if you want to get rid of all taxes, of course.
All taxes.
But, yeah, sure. I mean, ideally, if you were saying that I think we should get rid of all taxes or at least cut them to 98% and pay a fraction of them.
No, 100%. No taxes.
Okay, 100%. Okay. Well,
so you're with me on that.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not trying to redesign the wheel here. What I'm saying is that Wall Street pays nothing for the privilege of doing billions and billions or trillions of dollars in business, virtually a half a trillion of dollars in business every day. And
that's how much money the Wolf on Wall Street made in its opening week at the box office.
A half a trillion dollars?
No. I hear it did really well, though.
400 to 500 million, maybe.
I saw the trailer. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of interested to watch it, but not really. Just because I'm interested in corrupt Wall Street types, but ultimately that guy that movie's based on is small potatoes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's not, you know, he doesn't rank with the big timers like Jamie Dimon.
How many times do you think Leonardo DiCaprio in that film used the F-bomb?
Far too many.
I think it was like 300 times I read somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't know that I'd want to watch that. I mean, it loses its appeal after about the fourth time. You know, I mean, that's
about the 200th time using the F-bomb?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no prude here, but come on now.
Yeah, it gets old. You know, there was a trend in Hollywood to stay away from that for a long time because it made so many films unwatchable by so big percentages of the audience. And I'm sorry to hear it coming back again. But then I guess that's the kind of film it is.
The Wolf on Wall Street.
Yeah, The Wolf on Wall Street. I mean, the great motion picture Wall Street that was done before with Michael Douglas. Remember that?
No.
Don't you remember the character? What was it? What was his name? Gecko, wasn't it? Wall Street, the movie.
Are you Google searching it right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to remember his first name. Was it?
Hear Steve typing in the background. He's like, "What's the name?"
Yeah, he's got the speech. I mean, we could even play it here. You know, I mean,
can we?
Oh yeah, I mean the whole speech here. Greed is good. Gordon Gecko. That's right. The Gordon Gecko speech from Wall Street. Should I clip it to you here? I'll clip it over here. And we'll send it over here. Yeah, listen to this.
You got the actual audio?
Yeah, I got the actual audio here. Here it is. There it is.
All right, well, let's play a little bit. Let's hear this. You guys want to hear this too?
Yeah, everybody. This is classic.
All right, let's play a little bit.
Greed is good. Greed is good by Gordon Gekko.
Greed is good. I don't think greed is good, Steve.
Well, he does. See, that's his whole rationale.
Wow, spooky music.
Wow.
Are you sure this is the clip?
Should be. Is this the one I sent? Hang on, man. Maybe that's the spooky
music. What did you send me?
Maybe I sent you something else. Let's see.
It's not the clip.
Oh, here it is. This is it.
They Want Your Soul, Future of Planet Earth.
Oh, yeah, that's something else that somebody posted in the chat room that I was trying to watch. See, I told you, every time I go in there, I get preoccupied. You know, I love the chat room, but it's so hard.
That spooky music?
That was
Let's try this one more time.
This
Greed
is the
is good. Gordon Gekko.
Here we go.
Okay. What kind of name is Gordon Gekko?
Well, the kind of character he was.
Is that your real name, Gekko?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he was a lizard type kind of a guy. You know, he was a reptilian.
Geico.
Yeah. Geico.
I don't know about Geico.
I appreciate the opportunity you're giving me, Mr. Cromwell, as the single largest shareholder in Teldar Paper, to speak. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality. America has become a second-rate power. Its trade deficit and its fiscal deficit are at nightmare proportions. Now, in the days of the free market, when our country was a top industrial power, there was accountability to the stockholder. The Carnegies, the Mellons, the men that built this great industrial empire made sure of it because it was their money at stake. Today, management has no stake in the company. Altogether, these men sitting up here own less than 3% of the company. And where does Mr. Cromwell put his $1 million salary? Not in Teldar stock. He owns less than 1%. You own the company. That's right. You, the stockholder, and you are all being royally screwed over by these bureaucrats with their steak lunches, their hunting and fishing trips, their corporate jets and golden parachutes.
This is an outrage. You're out of line, Gekko.
Teldar.
This is an outrage. You're out of line, Gekko.
Paper, Mr. Cromwell. Teldar Paper has 33 different vice presidents, each earning over $200,000 a year. Now, I've spent the last 2 months analyzing what all these guys do, and I still can't figure it out. One thing I do know is that our paper company lost $110 million last year, and I'll bet that half of that was spent in all the paperwork going back and forth between all these vice presidents. The new law of evolution in corporate America seems to be survival of the unfittest. Well, in my book, you either do it right or you get eliminated. In the last 7 deals that I've been involved with, there were 2.5 million stockholders who have made a pre-tax profit of $12 billion. Thank you. I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit. Greed, in all of its forms, greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind, and greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA. Thank you very much.
Well, there you have it. Greed is good, according to Gordon Gekko. That was his point of view, and that was the clip from the famous movie Wall Street. Of course, he's a corporate raider, and, you know, he can twist things around. He can give you a good resounding speech about all the problems of the economy and then make it turn around to the point where he can say that, you know, it really is the motivational driving force of profit that, for lack of better words, as he said, is greed. And that's what makes things happen. Greed is good, therefore. Of course, you know, he eventually gets caught in the whole plan and he goes down after he tries to destroy, what was it, the airline, Blue Chip or Blue Light Airlines or whatever it was. I can't remember. But anyhow, that was a segment from Wall Street. Wall Street. On the Bob Tuscan Show, where news is good.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. It is not good. Unless we're talking about certain things. Steve, can you think of an instance where greed might be good?
Well, I don't know. I think there are plenty of them, actually. You know, you might be greedy to want to help people. You might be greedy to want to have more truth in the airwaves today.
But if you're greedy to want to help people, then that implies that you're
obsessed. Is that it?
Yeah, you're obsessed, and I'm trying to think of the way to describe it, but I don't know. I think greed has a negative connotation to it no matter what.
Well, that's kind of the theme of the film. I mean, what he does is he twists things around into this, you know, gecko logic in that movie, and he talks about how this is the survival instinct, and he believes that the evolutionary, remember he mentioned that several times, the idea of the survival of the fittest is the natural order of the way things should be, you know, which just is in part his own attitude that he can trample on as many poor people as he likes to get to the top because he's the fittest to survive, you know, and that's the way a lot of these people think. That's the way elitists think in our government today. They don't care about the poor. They don't care about the taxpayers. They don't care about the law. To them, this is an evolutionary step to perpetuate their elitism into a Luciferian eternity that they think they're going to, you know, which they're mistaken about. But this is what absorbs people into that kind of ideology. And you know, Gecko does a good job. I think Gordon Gecko does a good job of twisting logic, if you like, into that kind of thinking. And he motivates people. He starts out sounding like he's very patriotic and he's very angry with the mismanagement of a lot of middle management type people who make $200,000 a year with paper shuffling and all this kind of stuff that who he wants to get rid of. But the reality is he's orchestrating, I think it's Blue Star Airlines or something like that. It's an airline like United. He's organizing a corporate takeover of a very big airline. And he's trying to get around all these allegations and congressional hearings and board meetings and things like that where people are trying to pin him down. And, of course, if you see the movie, and it's very good, you know, Charlie Sheen plays the young lad who is following his advice and trying to grow up in the form and in the pattern. He's being mentored by Gordon Gecko. And, of course, in the end, he has an awakening, a rude awakening, and has to come clean. And, of course, he does some – well, I won't tell you the end of the story. A lot of people have seen it, I'm sure. He does some time, but he tells the truth. And the funny thing about it is Gecko's got one of those big brick cell phones. You know, that's how old the film is. And it's like his cell phone is like the size of a big brick, which makes it look very old. But, you know, anyhow, where were we going with that, Bob? Do you think Reed is good? Do you think it's part of
I don't know. I'm still trying to think of an instance in which it's a good thing, but I don't know. I guess it always has a negative connotation. So,
well, I think what we're looking at is, I mean, there's always going to be natural appetites, of course, and motivations are necessary. I mean, do we look at a society and say that you know, we should hold people back from reward if they are innovative and creative and can do more and perform well? Because they are talented, you know. I mean, does that help everybody if we all right. dumb down to, you know, a plane of a flat surface existence and nothing else emerges that doesn't give anybody any talent or opportunity or a shot at doing what they can do so well?
Steve, did you hear about the schizophrenic 18-year-old who was held down and tased and then shot to death by the police?
Yes, I did a little bit, but fill me in on the details because I still want to know a little bit more about this story.
Well, it's a schizophrenic teenager, 18 years old, 90 pounds is what the kid weighed, 90 pounds. Parents needed some help. He was having a fit. So they made the mistake of calling the police. Well, the two cops showed up, and they restrained him. He was on the ground. Then another cop came. And then a matter of 70 seconds, the kid was shot dead. So other cop walks in, says, I don't have time for this. Starts tasing the kid. 90 pounds. After the kid was completely incapacitated, this is what the story is. The cop then pulls out the gun and shoots him dead.
My goodness. Where did this happen, Bob?
North Carolina.
Mm, yeah, I'm sure there will be
a little place called Southport, North Carolina.
Mm, yeah, you know, it's amazing that this kid could be incapacitated for so long. Apparently, he was also restrained with handcuffs, you're saying, while he was being tased and all this was
going on? I don't know if he had handcuffs on, but they, I mean, this kid was 90 pounds. He had two cops on top of him. Two cops. Yeah. And then they tased him.
Yeah.
And this other cop that came in, and then this cop shot him to death. People are outraged about this, as they should be. It's made the rounds. It's gone absolutely viral. I have a clip from one of the newscasts about this.
Okay, yeah.
Should we go ahead and cue that, Mr. Producer? Go ahead and cue that. Let's play that clip.
Okay.
This is from, what is this from? MSNBC or, I don't know. Excuse me. Here it is. Very disturbing.
We want justice for my son's death. This officer who shot my son needs to be behind bars. He needs to die the way my son died.
That was Mary Willsley, who says her son Keith was shot and killed on Sunday by a police officer. Keith Vidal was a 90-pound, 18-year-old North Carolina high school senior who liked drumming. Keith also suffered from schizophrenia, which is why his stepfather called 911 on Sunday afternoon.
You send an officer over here. We have a son that has schizophrenia, and he's not doing very good. We got to get him someplace.
Okay, and what is he doing right now?
He wants to fight his mother. He's got a screwdriver. He just, you know, he's not doing good.
Okay. It's our dad, too. He's already there.
She's scared to death of him.
Are you with him right now?
No, he's in the kitchen. I stepped outside to call. So
how old is he?
18. Just turned 18. We've had to put him in before. Get real bad again. Home with his medication and stuff.
And you said he has a screwdriver?
Yeah, he had. I don't know if he still got it. I'm going back in right now. He had one earlier. He wouldn't give it to me.
Okay. Is this a suicide attempt?
No. He just wants to fight his mother. She's not right.
According to his parents, shortly after that call, two police officers arrived and got the situation under control. But his stepfather says things changed when a third officer from another town arrived.
Keith was not threatening anybody. Keith did not want any part of it. He was having a bad day. Then all of a sudden, the Southport cop came, walked in the house. I don't have time for this. Tased them. Let's get him out of here. Tased him. He hit the ground. This guy shot him. There was two cops on top of my son when he shot him.
Wow. That's not disturbing. I don't know what is.
It sounds like the cop has schizophrenia, if you ask me.
He's got more than schizophrenia.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take another break. And geez, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Crazy things happen, you know, in the heat of these situations.
Now the cop's on administrative leave, but he should be behind bars, of course, and if not, put on the, well, electric chair. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, it's Steve Starnes here running shotgun and handling the show so that Bob can get his beauty sleep. He's going to be sitting in tomorrow for John Stadmiller and continuing to keep things going, and I'm going to try to sit in for him. And I've got a call coming in from Jerry in Chicago. Going to get to him in a minute. Don't know what his topic is, but I may get back into the topic of Chris Christie's bridge scandal, okay? I don't know whether this thing is for real or whether it's been cooked up, but there apparently is a lot of trouble resounding around the closing of the toll bridge, actually. And we'll get to that in a little bit, but let's see if we have our caller Jerry from Chicago available. Jerry, are you staying warm out there in Chicago? How are you doing?
Oh, today was a balmy, I don't know, 20, 25 degrees, but compared to the last 2 days, I'll tell you what, it was a pleasant surprise. I was ready to drop the coat and the long underwear and everything and run around.
Good deal, man, yeah. Well, but, I'm glad you're still there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it was a little tough Monday and Tuesday. It was really cold, especially Monday. I want to say when I left the house, it was... minus 15 degrees.
Yeah, that was the way it was here in Colorado as well. But we were on the outside skirt of that polar vortex thing, and so we cleared out pretty quick. But it was, it got up to about 28, 29 degrees, maybe a little right over, actually almost close to 40, really. Almost, it was melting out here, but you guys in Chicago got it really worse, and they're still back east, still going through it. But as you know, it's coming to an end. Anyhow, the weather is one thing we talk about, but I know there was something else that was on your mind, and you have the floor, my friend.
Well, it was that last story about that 18-year-old North Carolina senior that the cop. I mean, come on, this is unbelievable. And I'm going to throw a bio out there. I really don't know about the cop who did it, but I'm going to guess that he's somewhere between the ages of 25 and 37 years old. He grew up in a broken home with either a mother or a father. Played video games a lot where you shoot them up and kill everything in sight. Maybe joined the military and got to run over to Iraq and Afghanistan and just enjoyed those tours of duty, killing innocent people. And the old-timers, I want to say, call him one of the 13ers, and that would be 13 generations since, I want to say, the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
And these old-time cops that have been around for 25, 30 years can't wait to retire because these guys might start shooting them. And that's pretty sad when you got two-thirds of your police department scared of the young punks that they're hiring now.
Yeah, that's a big point. I'm glad you brought that up because we are definitely seeing a shift in the training, implementation, and responses from some of the newer police officers that, as you've pointed out, have been quite frightening and out of control. And the older cops and the ones that have been there for a long time are themselves either leaving the force, or they're backing away, or they've already retired and they're critical of it. So, yeah, this is the kind of thing that's going on out there. A lot of people who are very gun happy and maybe not really, they may not be trained well. They may come out of the military. I had a good friend who was a deputy sheriff who was out of the military. He was a really nice guy, but I'll be real honest with you, he was a little edgy and he could get really strange sometimes. And he was on the SWAT team out in the county that I lived in. And he finally got out of that, by the way. And I won't even go into the details of that because some of that came up earlier tonight when we were talking about the sheriff in that area. You know, same guy. So I know what he was facing when we talked about the Columbine thing and some of that. I don't know if you were listening earlier, Jerry, but yeah, I knew this man really well. He was a good friend. I really liked this guy. He finally left it and got away from it, and I'm glad he did because, you know, as an ex-Marine, being on the SWAT team and all this training that he had had, you know, he really wasn't cut out to be a police officer, in my opinion.
Well, you know, some of these guys, they think because they put on a badge, and keep in mind something, too, and I happen to notice this a lot around where I live, is they all have that fraternal order of police on the back of their vehicle near their license plate. So if they're getting followed by another cop and he runs the plate and he sees that and he says, "Oh, we'll just let him go. He's a fellow brother, you know."
Yeah.
He's, you know, another guy wearing a badge. And what's kind of funny is quite a few of the guys that I know that are cops and have badges, They don't seem to worry about driving drunk or doing anything. Ah, oh, come on, I'm a cop. I can do this stuff, you know? That's because other cops let them go, because they got suckers like us that they can pull over, and for a seatbelt violation, next thing you know is you're being strip searched on the side of the road. And it's, you know, here's the other thing, too, is they don't just want to look at the violation that they're pulling you over for. They want to see what else they can catch you with. As if you're breaking the law every moment of every day. I mean, that's job security when you could keep pushing people and everything else like that. Sure, you might find a pot seed in my car. Okay, fine. That doesn't mean I'm under the influence. It doesn't mean I've had it in the last 5 years. What's the big deal? Here's the other big thing, too, is if you're carrying more than a few $100s, and with the banks since Cyprus, I only put money into the bank, pay my bills. The rest of it I keep in my pocket because I don't trust the banks. Now, they can run that money, and they can do a test on the money, and if it comes up as if any of it was used in a drug deal from the color of whatever they put on it, now all of a sudden you got drug money in your pocket. You must be dealing drugs, or you must be buying drugs or selling drugs or something to do with drugs. Hey, how many other hands can you tell me did that dollar bill or that $5 bill or $10 bill go through before it was in my pocket?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's going on out there. And as you pointed out, the mindset of a lot of these people in law enforcement today is to get you in their win category, meaning what they want to get you for whatever they possibly can. And they're looking at things beyond misdemeanors into felonies. And so the idea is you pick on any individual you can and try to take them as far up the ladder of criminal activity that you can possibly connect them to. It's not about, well, wait a minute, was this guy speeding? Is he driving drunk or something like that? There's some offense that could be reasonably, something that, should be apprehended for some reason or another. You know, and I'm not against, I've had my speeding tickets, and a few times I deserved them. A couple times some strange things happened as well. But, I know what you're talking about here, that these cops are looking at trying to find any Joe citizen and move them as far up the ladder as a collar, as they call it, as they can put you. And that can be, as you say, cash. It can be a suspected controlled substance in the car. It can be, I was pulled over once driving my wife's car, and I don't know why they pulled me over, but they told me there was an arrest warrant for me for missing jury duty. And I said, no, officer, that jury was dismissed, and they called in and found out, yes, indeed it was. And it turned out I was pretty nice. I always tell people that, treat cops with respect. Because if you get an attitude, then things get worse for you. And a lot of times you can get off. But, I mean, they were going to arrest me right there on a Sunday afternoon, for not showing up for, a jury duty summons that had been dismissed probably 2 or 3 months earlier. So, is that what you're relating to there?
A little bit. I've gotten pulled over maybe 7 times in the last 10 years. And all 7 times, with being polite, yes sir, no sir, how you doing, officer, and blah, blah, blah. Hands on, in fact, my hands are on my wallet outside my window as the cop is walking up. So, I mean, both hands are visible and everything, unless I got a third hand on a gun or something like that he's got to be in fear of. I state my situation and everything, why are you pulling me over? Well, you were speeding through there. I says, well, the speed limit the last time I seen it was 35. How fast was I going? And he goes, oh, you don't even know? I says, no, if I could just constantly look at the speedometer so I don't break the law, I'm going to run into something because I won't see where the heck I'm going. And, we talk like that, and I says, okay, do you think really that needs to be a big incident at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning? Well, why are you driving this late in the evening or this early in the morning? I'm getting off work. Right. I started work at 6 o'clock tonight, or last night, and I'm coming home from work. Oh, where are you working? Well, I'm working over here at this place. Blah blah blah. All this information.
Hang in there, man. We got a break coming up. Let's continue this on the other side. Okay, hang in there. On the Bob Tuscan Show, we will be back with Jerry and his story.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show, the last segment here. Steve Starr is sitting in with you. We got Jerry on the phone. We're talking about cop stories, of course, and he was telling us one of his. And let's see. Let's pick it up again. Jerry, where were we? What was going on with this story again now?
Oh, well, it's just, I mean, when you do get pulled over and you're not doing really anything wrong, and I explained to him, you know, oh, okay, I might have been a few miles an hour over the speed limit. I says, you know, you're the only set of headlights that I've seen in, like, 3 miles. Nobody's out.
Yeah.
So who is this really bothering? And, you know, why make a big stink about it? I'm going to lose a day of work going to court to try to fight this thing unless I just pay the ticket and get the mark on my license. Then my insurance premiums go up. I mean, come on. It's not helping. It's not... The only one that's hurting is me, and it's not helping anybody else. You know, so, I mean, do we really have to write a ticket over this? I said I'm a responsible human being. I had a CDL driver's license until January 1st because I won't go in for, psychiatric and DNA testing and blood testing and urine samples and all the other crap. I'd give up the CDL. I really don't care.
Yeah, I understand. Well, did you get the ticket or did he let you off or what happened?
Well, he warned me. He says, well, you know, just so you know, if you're coming through here the next couple of nights, this is my shift and this is what I patrol, so you might want to watch your speed. I says, I will watch my speed. And sure as crap, like the next two or three nights, I watched him, and he was, you know, they sit like they're a spider in a web waiting for the fly to run into the web.
Yes, they do. Many times they do because they have that quota, you know. And of course, he was looking for the big bust, and you weren't it. So it really wasn't even worth his time to write the ticket. He might not have showed up for court.
Well, I remember back in, I think it was like 87, 88. I was leaving I live in a town here and there's a stop sign 75 feet from where I parked my car. And the cop that got behind me, he did not see my taillights come on, so he assumed that I didn't stop. So he races up. Now, the speed limit through here is 15 miles an hour, and there's three stop signs within one city block. He races up, and he gets right on my rear end, and I stop at the next stop sign and the next one, put on my turn signal, make my right-hand turn. As soon as I did, he kicks on the MARS lights, pulls me over. I pull over into a gas station parking lot. Now the cop don't have to worry about somebody running into him, blocking the street or anything.
Yeah.
And he's telling me that I failed to stop. I said, no, sir. I said, I always stop at every single stop sign. And he said, I'm telling you, you didn't stop. And I says, hey, wait a minute. Did my brake lights go on? Maybe you didn't see maybe my brake lights are on. I said, I got some electrical problems with this car. Sometimes they go out, the fuse blows. So he goes, I don't know. I said, well, can you check? So I pumped the brake pedal. He goes, no, you ain't got no lights back here. I said, well, then that was it. I says, thanks for pulling me over. I'll change the fuse. I don't want to get rear-ended. I changed the fuse, and I come out, and I says, hey, are they working now? And I pump them. He goes, yeah, they're working. And I go, well, you don't even have to write the warning ticket. I already fixed the problem. He goes, I'm not writing you a warning ticket. I'm writing a failure to stop ticket. I says, hold on. Let me see if I got this straight.
Yeah.
You followed me right on my bumper through two out of three stop signs. I says, and you know that I stopped. I said, so you're not giving me the benefit of the doubt at 66% that I'm a law-abiding citizen. I says, we proved that my brake lights were out. Now we proved that my brake lights are working. And from where you were looking through the hedges and stuff, I could see that you thought I didn't stop and it was dark out. I went to court, I beat the ticket, and the judge told me, I sat right up in the front because you can hear the greatest explanations in the courtroom for traffic. And I counted 93 cases, everybody was guilty, even to the point where the cops went through the gate, jimmied open the garage door to write a ticket on a car for not having a vehicle sticker that was up on jack stands under a tarp in their garage. And the judge told me, judge says, well, sir, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, and we're going to throw this one out. I says, for the benefit of the doubt? I says, are you kidding? I says, everybody in front of me was guilty. And I says, and you still got, looking at the courtroom here, I says, you still got about another 70 cases. I said, I'd like to hang around and see what the count is by the end of the day. That same evening, I got pulled over for not using a left-hand turn signal in a left-hand turn only lane.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty wild. You know, I want to tell you a story about something that would relate to what we were talking about earlier, where we had this young 18-year-old schizophrenic boy that was only 90 pounds who got out of control. They called 911, apprehended him apparently, and then the cop from the other county came in, tased this young lad, then shot him while the cops were on top of him, which doesn't make any sense at all. I have a story that's very similar to that, but it's another one of these cases where things I think may have gotten out of control, but I'll let you be the judge because I did not go down to find out for myself, and I'm kind of glad I didn't because I might have seen something I didn't really want to see, and then I would have had to stand up. And I'm not trying to back away from my responsibility, friends. I'm just going that, hey, you know, you can get into a lot of trouble. But here's what happened, okay? I'm sitting in this desk right where I am right now, it was a summer day, and I hear sirens coming in through my street. And the first one comes through, and then I hear a wop, 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 wop kind of a sound. And then another cop comes through with the siren blazing, another one following that, another one, and another one. And I think the last two maybe didn't have their sirens but had their lights going. And I hear sirens coming from the other side of the house, which means they're way down on the other side as well. Now, I have a video camera here, and I said, gee, what is going on with this whole thing? Something's going on very big. Maybe since I'm a news hound, and I do occasionally shoot news and send it to the local affiliates, and they get up on, they put it up on air. You know, I don't do that anymore as a stringer, but, you know, I'm through doing it for free, and I don't do it anymore. But I thought, maybe I'll just grab my camera and go down there and take some pictures of what's going on down there. It's just down the street around the corner. Okay, here's what happened. A kid stole a car about 35 miles east of where we live in a town called Fort Morgan, which is a ways, okay? He had a fight with his girlfriend, got in her car, took off driving. He's about a 90-pound Mexican kid, probably had some background with drug use and some of the gangs around here or something like that, but he was a little out of control, of course, another one of these situations, right? Well, he drives upwards of 110 miles an hour down the highway. You know, the road there is about 55, 60 miles an hour. He's being followed by cops all the way from Fort Morgan, including the Weld County cops, the county sheriff and people like that. They chase him all the way in this high-speed chase into our neighborhood. And as he comes around into our neighborhood, he hits the tire spikes that they've placed in the road. Now, they know where he's going. He's going to his mother's house, who's right in here someplace. He's troubled. He's got problems, okay? He's in a stolen car. He's in a high-speed chase now, and they're chasing him. They chase him into my neighborhood, and the sound I hear, the wum, 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 is his tires that are blown out. He's riding on his rims, virtually in his rims, and rubber's flying up all over the place. His bumper and everything like that are coming apart. They chase him just down the street to where I am, okay? They've got now by as many as, I think, 15 different cop cars there, or 15 different cops from probably 7 or 8 cars, and a number of other people there, including the county sheriffs. They can't get the kid to surrender. They think he might have a weapon. He's only 90 pounds. They go in there. They try to tase him. They can't do anything to stop him, okay, or they can't get him to come out of the car. So one of the deputies goes in to try to pull him out of the car, all right? Now, you've got all these cops, young ones like we're talking about, Jerry, with revolvers pulled and holding aim on this kid as they're pulling him out of the car. Somehow, now this is the story they gave us, somehow this kid pulls the revolver out of the sheriff deputy's holster and starts firing. Next thing you know, there's about 25 rounds shot. One of the rounds that they say the kid fired, okay, hit the street, ricocheted up, and hit the deputy in the face, and they shot the kid. Two deaths right down the street from me. I mean, this is right across the street from my daughter's little friend's house. They're all watching it. They're hearing these rounds. And, they just pummeled this place and this kid with all these bullets. And the story is that the kid pulled the deputy's revolver out and shot the deputy rather than be arrested. What do you think? I think he might have been hit.
So.
Yeah, it sounds like he might have been hit by a stray round fired by somebody else, doesn't it? Both of them, actually. So that's what we're talking about. You know, that kind of crazy stuff. Well, it's been the Bob Tuscan Show, and it's been groovy. Thanks, Jerry, and thanks all. Thank you, Dan, for hanging in there with us. We will see you. I'll be back Friday. Bob will be back tomorrow night. Stay tuned to RBN. And do help Bob if you can, friends. He does need it right now. And I appreciate it, and he will too. Thanks again, all. Bye-bye. Good night.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial